Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. This time we hear a classic Cajun recipe from the man behind London's Decatur.
Hi, I'm Tom from Decatur. We cook New Orleans Creole and Cajun food here in London and have a meal kit seafood boil recipe delivery box. This is my recipe for shrimp etouffee. So to make shrimp etouffee, what you're going to need is some prawns, ideally with their shells on. You'll need about 3 or 4 tablespoons of white flour, 3 or 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 green bell pepper, 1 stick of celery, 4 cloves of garlic, and 1 medium brown onion. And you'll also need some kind of Cajun seasoning of some description, and maybe some Louisiana style hot sauce. And then to garnish, you'll need a little bit of white basmati rice. You'll need some parsley and some green onions or spring onions, just finely sliced. So to make a shrimp etouffee, you begin, as many good Cajun dishes do, with a roux. So this is similar to a roux that you would make a bechamel sauce with, but it's just cooked out a little bit more. So you're going to start by melting the butter in a kind of Dutch oven or Le Creuset style heavy cast iron pot. Once the butter's melted and starting to foam a little bit, add just a drop of vegetable oil to keep it regulated, and then throw in the flour that you've got aside. You're going to stir the roux constantly over a kind of medium high heat until you get a roux that starts to cook out and starts to go brown, and it's going to smell amazing, kind of popcorny, nutty kind of aroma to it. And you're going to cook it to the colour of a peanut skin. I think that's the easiest way to describe it, or a peanut shell. So like a nice golden dark brown. At that point, you will throw in your onions, bell pepper and celery, and you're going to cook those out in the roux. Those should be finely diced up before you start this. Throw those in, sweat those out in roux, add a little bit of salt to bring out some of the moisture until they go a little bit softer. You'll see the roux start to thicken up. And then you are going to add a shrimp stock. Now, you can make this really simply just by peeling off the shells from the shrimp that you have, throwing those into a pot with a little bit of oil until they roast, and then covering it with some water and a bay leaf. Let that simmer for about 20 minutes and you've got a lovely little shrimp stock. You're going to slowly pour that shrimp stock into the roux and vegetable mixture, adding your garlic in there as well. And you're going to cook that out for a little bit before adding in a tablespoon of your favorite Cajun seasoning. I try and use a Cajun seasoning that doesn't have too much salt in, because otherwise it can make it a little bit over salty. Anyway, you'll bring that up to a light simmer and you're going to get the nutty aroma of the roux coming through. You can also add a little bit of paprika at that stage and a few glugs of your favorite hot sauce. Cook that out until the gravy starts to thicken. You want it to kind of be the consistency of a light soup, I suppose. And then you're going to throw in your shrimp. Let those poach for about 3 or 4 minutes in the spicy, nutty, delicious etouffee. And then give it a taste for seasoning. And you just serve that over white rice. Garnish it with a little bit of chopped parsley and a little bit of spring onion. It's really delicious.
That was Tom Zahir Brown, founder of Decatur in London. The company now ships shrimp boils and char-grilled oysters nationwide in Britain. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.